SBS Radio.
Welcome to NITV Radio, Geoffrey Morgan, health and wellbeing consultant. Today we'll be yarning about how to reset your mindset.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on the show.
The mindset is a powerful thing and impacts how we often perceive things. I'm wondering, do you have any tips on rewiring your mindset?
Well, I do actually. Being a trainer of 20 years and obviously as a nutritionist as well, one of the most important things I recognised in our industry was a lot of people came to us with their problems, but what we were dealing with was a bit of a band-aid solution through training and the nutritional side, but in the background they still had these bits of trauma that they were carrying around, and obviously being able to then unpack that, help them realize what they were actually carrying around and the reasons why their actions were taking place around foods in a negative way that then impacted their health, was something that was then transferable into a high performance consultancy role for myself and has taken our business to a new level. So for me, it was very important trying to teach people from that point on. It's not just about a healthy lifestyle, isn't just about training and nutrition, but more so looking after yourself on every level to bring back more happiness into your life. And I think once we got to that level, people started to understand there was more to change than just that thing, I think. And the industry's started to shift very recently around that sort of model, which I'm very proud of because I was doing that for a long period of time now. And I think that's probably the easiest way to look at things from this point on. Always deal with what's going on in the background first to allow everything else to have a smoother transition towards a healthier and happier lifestyle.
It's a holistic approach.
Absolutely. It's like a car, right? A car has so many different components to it, whether it's the tyres, the oil change, whatever it may be. And unfortunately, as a human, we look at small components, the training and nutritional side, not realising that we all wear this invisible backpack. And in that invisible backpack, we carry around a bunch of trauma, stress, things that people have said to us. And that can be, you know, whether it was bullying as a kid, that people carry around for life. And if we don't unpack that and help that person deal with that, they'll always go back to, when they go through some struggle in life, back to what's in that backpack. And that then just drags them down or weighs them down even further in life. And I always say they drown in this thing called life, literally, you know, sink themselves underneath the cement and get to a position where they're not feeling good about themselves. If we can unpack that, it means we lighten their load and allow them to get the most out of their life and their happiness as well. And everyone deserves to be happy.
We all do, indeed. Now, what if there is something serious that is impacting or impacted someone? How could we help that person?
I think this is the thing of life. It's being comfortable whilst being comfortable with the uncomfortable. And we have to understand that people are going to pass away, losing both parents for me to cancer, a brother to suicide and another brother to a preventable health issue. I think for me, I realise that life is going to be life, and we go into this life, unfortunately, think it's going to be smooth sailing, I'm going to win the lottery and cruise around the oceans sipping on champagne and wine. Now, that's a great little story I put together. But
that'd be the life, eh?
Yeah, exactly. But like, what are the realistic chances of us doing that? And congratulations to those that actually get that life through the lotto. But in general, we have to be real, and we're going to pay taxes, we're going to wake up. Some people go to work hating work every single day, and the same thing I say to them: if you're hating work, find what you're passionate about and go into that field, and you'll never work a day in your life. And the same thing applies to your life. You have to find what works for you. What is your happiness? And one of the biggest things we don't focus on is what that looks like. We focus on just getting up and getting into the grind of paying bills, which isn't usually aligned to our happiness. It's like a means to an end. So finding those components of a healthy lifestyle and putting those together in that holistic approach is one that people can definitely cherish and find more happiness from, but they need to write that down and they need to unpack that trauma, and that's how they'll move forward in life.
So what you're saying is to change your perception through the language we speak, Geoff?
Absolutely. Even what we speak, we become. A lot of the times, and that's determined sometimes by the area we grew up in. I grew up in Redfern, in Sydney, and I think people have to understand that area was packed full of trauma, and that mindset was more geared towards negativity, and I think it just became ingrained in a part of our lifestyle. So for me to have to rewire myself, I had to look at the automated responses I had learned from when I was young, during my formative years, what were my morals, values, and belief, and then start to adjust those to make sure that I didn't end up in a position where my thought process or my responses were all negative. And over a period of time, I was able to change and rewire the exit I was taking on that roundabout. I was taking that negative exit the whole time. And for me, I then had to rewire and start to look at how I could change that. What did that look like? And that meant unpacking what I'd learned, putting it down in front of myself and saying, this ain't the right way to happiness. And what's that now look like for me? What was important to me? What were my new values? What direction did I want to head in? What was my purpose, my vision, my why around my life? And once I had that in front of me, I'd written down, yeah, it took a little bit of time, but you know what? The rest of my life's been one that I'm really proud of and really packed full of happiness, and one that a lot of people tend to tell me they envy the position I'm in, and I'd love to be in that same position. My advice to those people out there, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's about believing in yourself, following your passion, and continuing that journey until you find your own happiness.
How could we apply what you've just spoken about there, Jeff?
Your first tip or your first way to do that is look at what's been holding you back and be real about it, because it's a lot of the times I call it a cotton wool society, and we sort of, you know, beat around the bush because we don't want to offend the person. For you, you need to offend yourself in the nicest way. You need to unpack that trauma, write it down, and get ready to feel the pain and get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because as long as we're not in that position, we're going to go through life where it's always going to drag us down. It's always going to be present. And by doing that, we then can allow ourselves to move forward. And the amount of people that I've done this with and seen that impact and the happiness that it's brought to themselves tells me that we're on the right path. And it is something that's been done over a period of time. There's a lot of data behind it now that we know succeeds. So change that language, change what you speak, write that down, and that would be your first step. Write it down and then start to rewire your brain. Unpack the trauma first, sorry. Write that down, where your happiness or the direction of your happiness looks like, or the road or the pathway that you want to head down. And then from that point, start to apply that on a daily basis. Be about it, don't just talk about it. There's a difference between both of those.
And how long are we talking for this process, Jeff?
Think of it more so as a life process rather than putting a time frame on it, because if you don't get to a particular position but you've improved 10 things or created 10 new healthy lifestyle habits, then it's a good thing. But what we're looking at a lot of the times, and people tend to get, look, it's great to have some time frames on specific things, but when you're talking about rewiring your mindset, I think it's very important to understand that that's going to take a period of time, and that'll depend on each person. Some people have more trauma, some people have more going on in life, some people are really busy in life. So finding what works best for yourself and working on that on a daily basis, making sure you're ticking those boxes until things become a habit and ritual, just like brushing your teeth and you wake up in the morning, you won't think about it, but more importantly, a lot more happiness will now be present in your life.
Let's talk more about the language. So you're saying change the language to change the actual outcome?
Absolutely. It's one of my favourite sayings, change the language to change the outcome. If you walk out onto a football field, as an example, and we say, oh, this team hasn't lost and this is going to be a hard game, you can already hear it in my voice. I'm beating myself up and I feel almost that I've defeated myself before I've walked out onto that field. Whereas if I say, let's go, we're going to war in a sense, we're going out on that field and my teammates, if I run out as a captain and I had those two different conversations, let's go, who's coming with me? And running out onto that field, I'm pretty sure everyone's like, yeah, I'm behind Jeff. Versus, these guys are really tough. They haven't lost for a long period of time. And, you know, just do your best, guys. You can actually feel that conversation. And that's the biggest thing I'd say to everybody. What you speak, you become. So make it positive. You've got a choice. Choose wisely.
What you speak, you become. I like that. Now, challenging mindsets is a good thought, but what if they have these ingrained beliefs within themselves?
And that's the same thing. We just look at how you can restructure and rewire that. And for our neural pathways, the more you start to tell yourself that you can achieve something, the more it starts to become a reality. And the more likely you are to take action. We first think about it. We think, you know, I want to achieve something in life. We then start to speak about it. We then start to do so much behind that that we start to feel that it can become a reality until we then action that. And those four steps for us are key to the program and someone changing their lives. But that means, like I said, unpacking it, writing it down, using those four steps in that process to allow that person to know exactly what roadmap or pathway or framework they're going to use to restructure themselves, and be patient with it. There's no rush. Along that journey, you'll find a lot of happiness in the change and transition that occurs.
And just lastly, on this topic today of health and well-being, we're talking about resetting your mindset. And can you give us three tips around rewiring your mindset?
As I said, first one, definitely unpack what's in that invisible backpack of yours. Be real about it. Don't hold back on it. If that means reaching back into your childhood and dealing with deep trauma, I've just had a friend who recently done it, an NRL ref, and he's come out and discussed how reaching back into that backpack and unpacking that has allowed him to feel freer and obviously move forward in his life even more so. The second one is then writing down what's your happiness look like. And I do this with people. I say, show me your weekly diary. Write down what you actually do. Wake up, go to work, eat, watch TV, wake up, go to work. Same sort of process, Groundhog Day. And I say, so now what I want you to do is write your happiness on the opposite side. What's that look like for you? Whether it's the walking the dog, reading a book, traveling overseas, writing that down. And then saying, well, whereabouts on your daily / weekly planner is it in there? If you could show me that. And they're like, it's not. And I'm like, what I want you to do is now apply that into that. That would be your second tip. And the third tip would be patient. Just take your time. Life's meant to be enjoyed. As long as you're working on yourself, giving yourself those daily deposits towards your self-love, then things are going to flip on a bright side at some point in time. Stay in the game. It's a long game.
And stay focused.
100%.
Too deadly, those tips there. Thanks for your time today on NITV Radio. Geoffrey Morgan, our health and wellbeing consultant. It was really good to yarn today about resetting your mindset.
Thanks for having me. First show. It went down well.
Deadly. Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.